Welcome into the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Here's your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki.
It's the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN Chicago. As always, you can watch the show on YouTube and Twitch. And you can take us on the go as well with the ESPN Chicago app. Talking all things Masters. Mike was there on Thursday. Talked a little bit about his experience. We'll get into it a little bit more in just a moment. But I do want to get to the receipt, or should I say the scroll that you showed me at the last break, of your purchases from the Augusta National Pro Shop. And boy, you did some shopping for some people. We're going to give away some stuff too that he went down and purchased. So be listening. We'll do that around 10:35. But just going through that shop, what is that like? Because I can only imagine it is, like they say, candy store. What's something a little more extreme? Like that?
This is a store that it's like Willy Wonka in a chocolate factory. It's a candy store on steroids. And you want everything. And it's interesting when you walk in. Well, first off, you know, as I may have said earlier, when we first got there in the morning, it was a 60-minute wait to get to the front door. So we decided
to
just to get to the shop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once you're inside. So they publish that and they're letting you know and they give you tips, this, that, and the other. So we went back at lunch and had to wait maybe 1 minute and then we walked right in. But when you go in, you pick up a, you know, one of those big recyclable kind of bags that you
It's almost throw. Like you're at IKEA, right?
Exactly. That's exactly what this is. So you walk in and you've got this, and I mean, it's a big bag. And I'm thinking, why do I need a big bag like this? Well,
they know.
And
it's like going to Target.
Yeah. And it's
steroids.
First off, it's very overwhelming because You the stimulus is just coming at you in every direction because the way they have this thing laid out, it's panoramic. And you're like, I want to go over there. No, I want to go over there. I'm going to start over here. And they have this thing. They've thought it all out. I mean, it's just amazing how they display, where they display things, and why they display things where they do. And it's the one time I compare it to being like in Las Vegas in a casino where all of a sudden money has no value. Like, you're just throwing down chips. And all you're doing is firing shirts and zips and T-shirts and caps and head covers. And the next thing you know, you ring out and you go, how much? So because you mentally play in your mind, well, I'm probably at about 400, maybe 500. And then you start thinking about your wife, what she's going to say.
Yep.
And then you get the final dollar total. And immediately, as soon as I got done, I waited for everyone else. I was like, well, how much did you spend? Guy goes, $1,500. I'm like, thank God somebody was worse than me. But not by much.
Yep. That's incredible. I mean, I can only imagine, like, the raid that is on once you get in there. It's got to be just a free-for-all. Is it pretty organized, though, like, once you're in there?
It is. What happens is they put their backs to the wall. So basically the perimeter all the way around is where most of the shirts, quarter zips, vests, and that kind of thing are all up on mannequins, and they have, like, numbers.
Okay.
So you say, I want 54 in an extra large, and the hot T-shirts, you know, that they were talking about them on PGA Tour XM were gone. I said, because I want one of those. And it's like, yeah, we only have it in a small. And they say, do you want to try it on? And I'm like, do you want to see skin on baloney? I mean, it's like a small. Are you serious? They say, well, they run big. Yeah. No, this
then
is an XL
it.
Guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it, but it is overwhelming, but it is controlled chaos because, again, it's the nicest place in the world. Everybody gets in the way. Like, if you're ready to go place your order, people are like, here, step in front of me. Go ahead. I'm not ready. I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And it's everyone's just looking with their jaws slacked, a little bit of drool coming out of their corner of their mouth. And they're just, their eyes are fixed at the, and they're just like, And so the ladies behind the counter are begging people, hey, I want to help you. I want to help you. And I got there and I'm trying to figure out my list in my head. And the young girl's like, take your time. We're fine. And it's like, I feel like I'm holding up the world. She goes, don't worry. we're fine. And so then I started asking her. She goes, well, here's a great T-shirt. So I got my wife a T-shirt, my daughter a T-shirt. So they were so helpful. And, you know, you just go to each little station, and it might be all the leather goods, the belts and different things over there. They got the shorts. They've got the pants. And then they have all the tchotchke items as you get closer to the checkout, you know, all the little ball marker and different repair tools and things of that nature. But the thing that impressed me more than anything were how many people who broke out lists. And I'm talking lists, not like on a little post-it note. This is like, it looked like a roadmap. These were legal size in some cases, and otherwise just 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper that were nicely typed out by name, size, color, everything. I mean, people had lists that were incredible. And I asked the woman who checked this out, what's been the biggest ring up you had? And she wouldn't tell me because she's not allowed to. And I said, I'll bet you've had one that's bigger than 15,000. And she looked at me and she just winked and smiled. She goes, but I can't tell you how much. And I said, that's all I needed to know. But rumor has it, and I heard from a very reliable source, that 36,000 is the largest ring up that they've ever seen at that store.
Wow.
36,
I'm not going to lie, that almost sounds light.
It does, but I'll tell you, you can get a lot for 36,000.
Yes, yeah.
Are
things like, they always talk about the concessions there being very like generously priced. I'm guessing it's not like generously priced, but is it, are you paying like the same prices as if you were to go to Soldier or Wrigley, where it's like there's a little bit of a hike there? Or
no, it's
normal.
It's actually going to be cheaper to buy golf shirts at Augusta National than in your own golf shop.
Wow.
It really is. Because, okay, so Peter Millar, everyone loves Peter Millar. They made the shirts for Augusta. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't say Peter Millar.
Yeah.
They're just,
but you can tell.
You can tell. And the designs are exclusively for Augusta. So you won't see these anywhere else. But if you had a fancy shirt, it was $89. And if it was a solid, it was $79.
Yeah.
And the quarter zips were anywhere from 110 to 125. I mean, that's pretty reasonable.
For like
reasonable.
Nice stuff, like that's very extremely reasonable.
Yeah. I mean, and I remember back like in, you know, 91, it was really, really priced nicely. But even now today, given today's market and where things could be going, I was expecting much richer pricing.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's very fair. There were a couple items that I thought, you know, $185 for a belt, that was a little rich.
Right.
But aside from that, I thought the T-shirts were $32.
That's
Now, when I went to the President's Cup over at Medina, that same T-shirt, the exact same T-shirt, was $62.
And how?
That's the President's Cup.
That was what, four?
No, the President's Cup, like, coming up.
Oh, coming up,
They just released their merchandise last fall.
Oh, okay.
$62.
Wow.
But at Augusta, you can get it for $32, and these designs are so cool. And the one guy was telling me, he goes, as soon as we're done here, we start working on next year. Right away. Designs for everything. And they learn so much. And you know how they learn? Listening to the customer. They are always asking you questions about different things. And I had somebody even say, you know what, I might mention that to somebody. And because I think that they need to have a major store out at the South Gate. You know, they have little, what I call little satellite little locations where you can get a chair, maybe some sunglasses and some caps. And that's about it. But no apparel, anything like that. So if you came in from the South Gate, you had to go all the way up to the front. And I just think about how much money that they're giving up by the fact that people can't tolerate the wait, the long lines to get into the store. Once you're in the store, it flows. I mean, it's the Notre Dame bookstore on steroids.
Yeah.
I mean, if the one thing I will say about Augusta National, they know how to move people, whether it's through a concession stand, a merchandising, parking, the main gate. They understand this place better than, I mean, better than any traffic cop can in their own town. I mean, they know where to put people in pods and best seating. That I guarantee you there's 50,000 people out there, but it doesn't feel that way.
Yeah.
And that's the amazing part.
So you had almost all of your stuff shipped here. You've got your Master's hat on right now, but is that the only thing you just took back with you?
Yeah, and some souvenir cups. Okay. And then this was the little sleeve that they put around your cups.
Oh.
So it's like a little koozie thing.
Yeah.
So I grabbed one of those.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So it's kind of So the box is coming in today?
Yep. And that's the other thing. We ship this thing out at 4:00 Thursday. Right next door. We go right next door. We got a notification yesterday that they're arriving this afternoon. And it went ground.
Yeah.
Augusta knows what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just uncanny. Whatever they do, they make sure it is exactly perfect, or they don't do it.
Yeah. So what's the thing that you cannot, when you open that box today, what's the one thing you cannot wait to pull out that you purchased?
I cannot wait to put on my golf bag my new driver head cover, which I didn't think I'd ever spend over $100 for a head cover, but I did.
When in Rome,
you do what the Romans do. So it is the coolest Masters caddy jumpsuit, but it's a driver head cover, and it is the coolest thing. I wanted to get the T-shirt that they had, but that was the popular T-shirt. It looks exactly like you have the jumpsuit on. Mm-hmm. And even on the back, it looks like your name is stitched in, but it just says Masters
in
the font. And it was, but they only had smalls. And then when I saw that head cover, I'm like, because I was just saying to myself, I'd like to have a conversation piece, you know, just.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, this is perfect.
Right.
They're going to be like, where'd you get this? Oh, I'm glad you asked.
That's fantastic. All right, when we come back, let's get a little bit into the tournament, too. What's taking place? The leaderboard, give you an update. John Rahm, 3-under through 3. He's making his run right now. So we will get into all that and more. Also give you maybe some guys who could be rising up the leaderboards who could make a run like Rahm, because they're going low today. If you look at some of the scores that are out there, there are very few people that are par or worse today that have already played on the golf course. So break down what's happening, all that and more coming up next. This segment brought to you by Tour Edge.
More golf ahead. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. From PGA to where you should play, this is the CDGA Golf Show with Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
This segment brought to you by Coghill Golf and Country Club, a pure golf experience. They're off and running in round 3, moving day down at Augusta. And the headliner so far is John Rahm. He is through 4 now. He is 3-under, so he is making his charge through the course today. The conditions out there are perfect right now. Doesn't look like there's any wind. The sun is shining. There are very few clouds in the sky. Like, it is a perfect moving day at Augusta. I'd imagine a lot of guys are going low today.
They have to be, because they battled wind like I can't even believe. And with the trees that have been removed, and they lost, somebody said it was over 1,000 trees. And I can see it. You can see Augusta Country Club in the backdrop as clear as day now, where you never could. So when you're watching it on TV this weekend and you're looking at number 12, look in the back, and it's that kind of opening in the trees and in the traditional winds that come in, that the wind and the tunneling that happens there is now changed significantly versus years prior. So this is what's fooling these guys when the winds were getting cranked up Thursday afternoon and again Friday afternoon. And we watched some of the biggest legends of the game who understand this course upside down and backwards, and they were struggling with distance control, and we watched it at 15 like no other. They were trying to lay up, because if they didn't put themselves in a position to go for it, that little wedge shot gave everybody fits. And there were situations where guys didn't even hit the green. They airmailed the green.
Yeah.
So the winds and the trees that have been, you know, tragically taken from the venue have now created new types of challenges and a new learning curve for these guys. And so today is perfect, like you said. So for them, it's going to be like, you know, you're on the on deck circle and now you, you know, you take the batting donut off and it's going to feel a lot easier. Although we do see the flag blowing, but that he's up at the highest point of the golf course at number nine.
Yeah. But now you got Joaquin Niemann out of a bunker and you see there's no just, wind.
There's no wind. So, yeah. And it, and when you play down to Rays Creek, it's amazing when you get down there, you won't even feel a puff of wind at times. Yeah. And then there's other times you get up top, like to the first tee, first green area, and it is ripping. And that's how it was Thursday and Friday. So I, like you said, I think what John Rahm is doing is also going to show the field that that course is gettable.
Yeah.
And I think they're all going to go out with the framework that if I don't play well, I'm going to go backwards.
Yeah.
So I think there's a certain mindset here for everybody going in. And I think John Rahm is showing everybody you can get this thing because I'm in the process of doing it.
13 golfers on the course right now. Only one guy is over par. Five guys at par, seven guys under.
Yep.
Through the early stages of the rounds. Anyone's between one and like five, six or seven holes in right now. So,
I mean, when you consider the start of the week till today, this is going to be the most docile this golf course has been for them. And it's going to be very, very gettable. And all you got to do is get somebody on a run. And if Bryson can go on a run, and as James said, he looks comfortable, and he does. He looks like a man among his people right now. It is amazing. He is going around that place like a Pied Piper. He is Mr. YouTube.
Yeah.
He is so popular. And you know what really cracked me up, Tyler, was looking at Bryson's Crushers logo. They even made that master screen. It's usually blue.
Yeah.
And so Liv got into the Masters theme in that regard. I when I think about where we were a few years ago and how everybody hated each other, and now the Crushers logo is Masters green. I just, we've come a long way, baby.
You know what's funny? Speaking of like players' gear, you know what I thought was the shirt of the week was what Ludvig Åberg wore, I think it was Thursday.
Yes.
The yellow polo with the green Adidas logos splattered throughout.
Yes.
I was like, I could never wear that, but that is awesome.
It is. And I'll tell you the other outfit that took the cake was Sergio on Thursday. He looked like if he put a pair of roller skates on, he could serve up burgers at McDonald's. I mean, that red, he looked like a clown out there or the ultimate Kansas City Chiefs mascot fan. I mean, you couldn't miss Serge from a mile away. But I'll tell you, though, it's guys like Serge, that personality, and just him. I mean, adding him in the mix here is just fun. It's just fun to see Serge, a past champion, and a guy that just loves being among the people.
Yeah, I will say, though, in the PGA versus LIV missed cuts, really, what, one significant miscut from the tour being Tony Finau? Correct me if I'm missing anyone like really significant there, but I mean, like Keegan Bradley missed. Sepp Straka, who's been playing really well, was kind of a darling pick. He missed. But like, you can do without those guys, really. The guys on LIV that missed,
yes.
Boy, you missed some big names. DJ missed, Brooks Koepka missed, Sergio missed, Cam Smith. The implosion that Cam Smith and Brooks Koepka had, not even like on Friday. It was like over the course of an hour of their rounds on Friday, specifically Brooks,
right,
when he goes bogey snowman to close his round on Friday. And that's the difference between him. I mean, he's on 16 at one under thinking he's going to make this cut comfortably.
Right.
And all of a sudden he misses comfortably because of an 8 on 18.
A snowman on the last hole is usually not a good thing.
And that's the difference between him. He could have doubled. He makes the cut.
I know. And we talked about he was one of those LIV players that I thought could do well here because of the flat stick. And it is surprising. You know, but like to your point, there wasn't really a lot of big names that missed the cut from the tourist perspective. But, yeah, I think, you know, when you throw out the Koepkas and – you know, Mickelsons and the whatnot. Yeah. But, you know, overall, though, I think they had seven guys out of the 12 make the cut, though. And so, again, they're not going away. And I think for some of the LIV players, this is a load management that allows them to do this. And, yeah, they're not going to play in front of the big crowds week to week, but they got paid handsomely for this.
Yeah.
And for some of these guys, this is just the best way for them to go try to train for four majors. And that's all that they're doing, because there's only a handful of them that can do this. And I found it interesting when Fred Ridley said that they will not make specific LIV qualification criteria.
Yeah.
But they alluded to the fact that they will always extend certain exemption invitations to international players of sorts. So I guess that's their way of keeping the door cracked open, saying that we can pick certain LIV guys when we feel it's necessary, because we're Augusta.
Yeah,
and we can do whatever we want.
Right, exactly. Just looking at the top of this leaderboard, and coming up next, we'll do some of the like guys who could really rise up through the leaderboard. But looking at where we're sitting right now, you've got Justin Rose, 8-under, one-stroke lead on the entire field. Bryson DeChambeau on his tail at 7-under. Rory McIlroy, Corey Connors at 6-under. Matt McCarthy, Shane Lowry, Scottie Scheffler, Tyrrell Hatton at 5-under. Rasmus Højgaard, Victor Hovland, Jason Day at 4. Sung Jae-im, Ludvig Åberg, Hideki Matsuyama, Patrick Reed, Colin Morikawa all at 3-under. And then you got the guys who are 2-under right now, Tommy Fleetwood, Michael Kim, and Brian Harman. Where are you looking at with this leaderboard right now? Like, what's sticking out the most to you?
For me, it's Bryson, because a lot of people say that his game won't perform correctly at Augusta. His inability to control distance, let's say. And I just think he is a more polished, more mature, mentally better prepared to tackle Augusta. I think he tried to manhandle it and try to just kill it with brute strength. But I think now he's become a much more complete player in all facets of the game. And I think he now respects Augusta in a way that he wasn't earlier in his career. And I think he's ready to win. And it could be this year, but it also could be Rory's. But the one guy, and it's only because of the way Rahm has started, is his teammate, Tyrrell Hatton, is probably going to have a little chat with his teammate about what went on out there. And he may also follow suit. So I could see, you know, the Legion 13 or whatever they call themselves over at LIV, those two teammates having a banner day today.
Yeah, certainly could. The one thing I think Scotty's played this perfectly.
I kind of do too. You know, like it's like he's playing.
He's made this for television. Yes, I think you put it perfectly there. Like he is. It felt like a little bit of sandbagging from him. He wants to make this thing interesting on Sunday, but he's positioned perfectly. Three strokes back. Bryson. Now you're right. Bryson could just take this. Mm-hmm. He's got the 2-stroke advantage separating him and Scotty right now. He could just take this thing if he really hits a groove. But I just think you leave Scotty within 3-4 strokes, he's going to be in this thing. He could have a monster day today. He could go 6-under today and then maybe another 6-under tomorrow. What do you think the winning score is, by the way?
You know, that's a great question. We were talking about that on the plane, and I'm going to guess 15.
I 15 is exactly where I'm at, too, because of the weather. Yeah. I think the conditions just laid out perfectly for 4 days.
I would agree.
And it would be the lowest winning score since 2020, I believe. So, like, it's been a little bit since we've had something like that. But, yeah, I think the way that the leaderboard and the strength of the leaderboard, too, at the top. Like, a lot of these guys could get to 15.
Oh, like easily.
Justin Rose easily could get to 15. DeChambeau, Rory. I think even Corey Connors could get to 15 the way he's playing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Shane Lowry, Scottie Scheffler, obviously. Tyrrell Hatton. I think Vic could get there. Talk about someone who's put together a couple nice rounds. Victor Hovland.
Yes, he has.
Ludvig, I think, could find his way to 15. Jason Day. Sung Jae-im's put together a really nice Thursday, or a Friday, rather. Matsuyama, Morikawa, like a lot of these guys could find their way into like the 14-15 and give themselves a chance, and maybe you get to a playoff or something like that.
But I just think it's so cool how the leaderboard encompasses all parts of the globe. I mean, you've got Matsuyama, you've got the Canadians, you've got the Irishmen, South Africans,
I mean, Norwegians.
Yeah. I mean, it is everything that you wanted. I mean, the only little extra sprinkle of perfectness would be having Tiger up there.
Yeah.
But aside from that, it is a terrific leaderboard. We're in for what I think is going to be a very memorable Masters. And like you said earlier, I think Scotty might be playing possum because, you know, winning by four is kind of boring. So let's just see what we can do this year. So we'll see. But that guy is unbelievable. His footwork. When you stand next to Scotty watching him, I literally watched his feet, both feet move at the same time, and he just slid over. Like, and his right foot was in the air while he was striking the ball. And it was just amazing to see that up close, and how consistent he can be is just, it's so cool to see.
Yeah. When we come back, we will get into some of the guys who we think could make a charge, maybe make things interesting for Sunday, and also just some other nuggets from around what took place at Augusta this week, including we have to get into the incident at Rays Creek as well. All that and more coming up next. This segment has been brought to you by Coghill Golf and Country Club.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Golf is on your mind and on the air right now. This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
This segment brought to you by Republic Bank. And as always, a big shout out to our great presenting sponsor, Glenview Park Golf Club. Tyler Aki and Mike Gilligan talking all things Masters with you on the CDGA Golf Show. As things moving along here on this Saturday down at Augusta, John Rahm has given one back. He just bogeyed on 5, so he moves back to even for the tournament. But he was one of the hot starters today. 3-putt at 5, something that, funny enough, Nick Dunlap, who shot a 90 on Thursday, never 3-putted. Which, you think about that, and
that's
like,
hard to do
for a tour pro. How is that even possible?
I don't know.
To shoot 90 and not 3-putt once.
Wow. I guess there's one way to look at it. I shot 90, but I putted good.
Right.
I guess.
But Augusta, wow, of all places, too.
I know. But, you know, I was hoping that he was going to. Well, first off, I got to commend him for coming back the way that he did.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of guys that would have said the back is hurting, you know, but it's Augusta. I mean, you get to go play the golf course, I guess, is one way to look at it. But you know what he was doing at home?
Oh, yeah. Overnight?
Yeah.
After he got, what, it was like 4 dozen balls and just sprayed him into the woods from his Airbnb.
Airbnb. There's, and, you know, those just aren't like super ranges. Those are Titleist Pro V1s.
Yeah.
So find out where he was staying,
yeah,
and you could be set for golf balls for the next few years if you just go out into the woods and
right,
pick them all
yeah
up.
They're
only
all
got
fresh,
one
too.
Hit,
yeah,
one hit, and they're
didn't
Pro
rain
V's
overnight. So, yeah, they should be in good condition there. All right, some of these other guys who could make a real run here. I'm eyeing that crop of guys that are currently sitting at 3 under right now.
Yes.
I think you've got a few guys who are going to be right in the thick of things. They're probably not going to be in the final group Sunday, but maybe could they find themselves in the second or third to last group? I think they certainly could. But Sungjae Im, Ludvig Åberg, Hideki Matsuyama, Patrick Reed, and Colin Morikawa, all 5 of those guys I think are alive to win this thing.
100%. And in fact, I would expect some noise perhaps coming from Åberg and Reed, but
yeah,
Morikawa too. These three guys could ascend up this leaderboard in a quick hurry and could find themselves in the second to last or third to last group tomorrow. It would not surprise me in the least.
I think that the way that they've played, like Ludvig gave back 2 shots at the end of his round yesterday. He could be sitting easily in that group of guys that are currently 5 under right now. He played tremendous golf yesterday and just kind of let go of the rope a little bit there on 17 and 18. Patrick Reed, You heard his comments about how he putted on Thursday. He was damn near about to snap his putter.
Man. Oh, I know.
And to be at 3 under, like if he gets that going a little bit, it doesn't even have to be great. If he just gets it going a little bit, he'll find himself in a good spot. Colin Morikawa made a nice little bounce back. And then Hideki's won the thing recently, too. So
yeah,
all of those guys right there in that group, I think, are in a good spot. I would say the same about the group that's in at 4 under right now. Maybe not as much Rasmus Højgaard, but Victor Hovland, the round that he put together yesterday, Jason Day, what he's done so far, he's just kind of been steady throughout this tournament. I think there's a lot of guys on the lower portion of this leaderboard right now that it would not shock me in the slightest if we're talking about them and if they're even wearing a green jacket on Sunday.
No question there. And I would even go down to the guys at 2.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I would, because only because of 2 of the guys of the 4 or 5 that are there, Xander and Fleetwood.
Yeah.
I think they're both going to have big days today. I think that they'll climb into this thing. I mean, they're not going to win, but I expect Tommy Fleetwood, he has been playing so well lately. I think he is going to make this thing interesting, and I think this year could be a big year for him to move up the leaderboard, to really understand and better know this place so that he can get prepared to win it next year.
I asked this to James. I wanted your thoughts, too. What's your dream final pairing for tomorrow?
Well, you know, I guess I would love to have Bryson and Rory. Mm-hmm. Or Scotty and Rory.
Scotty and Rory. I was going to say Scotty and Bryson.
But Scotty and Bryson would be a good one, too. Mm-hmm. But I think to have a live player in that final group is going to make things extra spicy.
I'm with you. Like, if you can get Hatton.
Yes.
Or if, I don't think Patrick Reed will do enough to get there. I just think the scores are going to be too low today. But, yeah, if you could get Tyrrell Hatton or if you could get Bryson in that final group. Even today's final group with Rose and DeChambeau is fantastic.
Well, the ending I would like to see is Bryson, Rory, and let's say Tyrrell Hatton. Two right. Live players and Rory have to go to sudden death. That's the ending I want. And then let the chips fall where they may.
And if Rory loses that, it may never happen.
Exactly.
I honestly think that would be the kill shot.
But would that be engaging TV?
Oh.
I mean, it would.
CBS would be all over that.
And so I am hoping for an epic playoff, and I would love to have at least a live player in that playoff.
At that point, we're praying there's enough daylight left.
Yes, we are.
At Augusta. So this thing is not rolling into Monday.
And it won't, because they will have this thing done in plenty of time. And it doesn't get really dark there till at least 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And so, we should be fine. So let's have a playoff.
Let's do it. We haven't had one in a while now.
Yeah, you never get enough Masters.
Yeah. One last thing from just kind of the news and nuggets portion of the tournament. Jose Luis Ballester had the incident in Rays Creek. He was waiting for Justin Thomas. He was having a little bit of trouble on the green, and he had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So what did he do? Instead of seeking out a ranger to direct him to the nearest porta potty, he found himself in Rays Creek. Mm-hmm. And he relieved himself at Rays Creek. And that is something that I have to imagine did not sit well. Not just that, but openly admitting it, too, in his post-round press conference. That may have been more shocking than the actual act itself.
Yeah, and it's funny, but some of the gentlemen that were on our trip actually watched it. I mean, they saw it happening. And the one guy in our group goes, "You could see the stream in that Augusta sun." You know, I mean, it was just it comes out of the chapter of what were you thinking? And I'm sure some of the green coats pulled him aside and said, "You know what? Maybe this time, but never let it happen again."
Well, it was fascinating too, because there was a point like heading into Friday, I thought, wow, they may not let him play Friday. But heading into Friday, he was on track to, I believe, be the low amateur.
He was.
if that happens, you're in Butler's cabin next to the green jacket on Sunday with Jim Nance in there. And boy, that would be a little awkward.
Yeah, that would be really awkward. I wonder if they pass out a crystal bowl for that, you know, for that accomplishment. Yeah. They seem to hand out crystal for just about anything. Mm-hmm. Hole in ones, eagles, this, that, and the other, and relieving yourself in Race Creek.
Yeah. Use the bowl next time, yeah. Not the creek.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. When we come back, we will go around the CDGA, also give you a little bit of update on what's taking place out at the Masters, who's on the course, who's playing well. And fantasy golf is currently underway as well. We'll update you how we're doing in our little standoff.
We have a battle going on.
I know we had a lot of the same guys, and I haven't checked since the cut, but I believe all of my guys made the cut.
Yours all did. Only one guy got cut out of mine. Wow. I have one shot lead over you, I think.
Wow.
And
all
so
right.
We are in our own dogfight. That's going to make this weekend just extra special.
All right, we'll hash all that out and go around the CDGA. All that's coming up next. This segment brought to you by Republic Bank.
This is the CDGA Golf Show, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club, ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app. How's your golf game? Yeah, mine too, but more on that later. It's time for more golf talk on the CDGA Golf Show, your guide to golf around the world and in your neighborhood. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Now here are your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
Thanks to Jake Santos and Justin Pottinger for producing today's show. This segment brought to you by French Lick Golf Resort. Tyler Rocky, Mike Gilligan. We're with you every single Saturday talking all things golf and Masters this week as round three underway, moving day down at Augusta. John Rahm, one of the high shooters so far, he has really done a number on the course. He is currently even, as is Joaquin Niemann. Both of those guys working their way back from starting the day at two over. Charles Schwartzel is currently two under through three. Danny Willett also getting the two under today as well. So that group of guys all getting their way back to even and looking to make a little bit of noise. John Rahm at one point was three under through three. He has since given one of those back thanks to a three putt. Jordan Spieth, one under. He's on the ninth right now. Just made his approach on nine with a chance for birdie. And then Zach Johnson with an early eagle on two has given one back, but he is one under through six. So that is a look at what's going on right now. Your leaderboard right now, again, a lot of guys going low today. I'd expect that to remain the same with a lot of the top dogs on the course today. But Justin Rose, eight under right now. He is your sole possession leader. He'll be paired up with Bryson DeChambeau, who is one stroke off the lead. Rory McIlroy, Corey Connors are also at six under. They're two strokes off. Matt McCarty, Shane Lowry, Scottie Scheffler, Tyrrell Hatton all at five under. Rasmus Højgaard, Victor Hovland, Jason Day at four under. Sung J.M., Ludvig Åberg, Hideki Matsuyama, Patrick Reed, and Colin Morikawa all at three under. And both Mike and I believe are all those guys three under. And quite frankly, all the names that I just listed off, all live to win this golf tournament still. It could be chaos today.
It really could. And in the most fun and creative and most unimaginable ways.
Yeah. We do have some stuff to give away, too.
We do.
Mike made a trip down to Augusta.
I did.
What do we have here? What are we giving away to the fine listeners of the CDGA Golf Show?
Okay. We've got a trio of amazing headwear that I brought back. So we've got Skip It. We've got Amen Corner Hat. We've got the Legit Masters hats. I brought back a ton of them. So I got three to give away right now, and we'll do some more next weekend.
All right. So you want to do all three of them now?
Let's do three today.
So three hats right now. Be callers 5, 10, and 15, and you will win one of these straight from Augusta.
Right straight from
Mike
the shop.
Mike hand-picked it himself.
I hand-picked it, and so they are great-looking hats.
Callers 5, 10, and 15 at 312-332-3776. You will win a Masters hat from Augusta. So be callers 5, 10, and 15, 312-332-3776. All right, what is going on around the CDGA, Mike?
Well, you know, we have that Masters CDGA Fantasy Golf this week because of the Masters. Mm-hmm. And you and I have our little battle, and I am currently two shots up on you.
It is back and forth, too.
You and I, out of almost 4,000 players, I'm in 248, and you're in 381, which we're doing pretty well, Parker.
Yeah. Well, we did have a lot of the same guys, too. Especially out of that final group, we both have Minwoo Lee and Patrick Reed, and those guys have both been really good, so far. Yeah. And if you can find good players out of that final group, you'll put yourself in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, we've got some good anchors down in that area. But for those of you that are, in fact, playing, just keep your mind or keep your eye on the Team Tour Edge, Team CDGA, and Team ESPN teams. Team Tour Edge, once again, in this major is 117th place. So there's only 116 people in that raffle for that Tour Edge putter when it's all said and done. Team CDGA right now is... Now there's almost 2,500 people between them and the Team CDGA pick. So you'll get a prize pack that's loaded with gear that'll get you started for the year. And if you beat the Team ESPN, and I think Yurko had a lot to do with these picks, they're in 3,231st place.
Boy.
So one lucky listener is going to win a hooded fleece, just like
the one that
Tyler's got on there. Dual logo, ESPN, CDGA. They're very, very hot. You'll see a lot of the guys wearing them around the office here. But yeah, so if you're not a CDGA member and you would love to get involved in some of these fantasy contests and get the magazine and just enjoy all the benefits of membership, now is the best time to join. It's the beginning of the year. Just go to cdga.org. $50 gets you quite a bit. And I, like you always say,
it pays for itself
in those member benefits. And speaking of member benefits, we've got a bunch out there with these golf courses opening up. Palatine Hills, you can go on out and see Dan Hotchkin for a great visit for $90. You'll do that on a Monday or a Tuesday anytime. Just book through the CDGA member booking engine. And if you want to go on out and see Lou out at Fox Bend in Oswego, home of the Illinois Open three different times, $90 Monday to Friday at any point for a twosome with cart, $90. So lots of great golf to be had out there. And again, if you're looking for great deals on golf balls and other golf merchandise, don't be afraid to go to the CDGA member golf shop, where you enjoy savings of all kinds, especially on golf balls. We have Srixon, Titleist, Callaway, and a ball in a style that'll fit you and your budget. So if you're buying golf balls anywhere else but with us, you're making a big mistake. You're spending more money than you should. So I'd like to believe we've got the smartest members in the world. So everybody tells me they buy their balls from us, so that's a great thing. But
Should be good golfing weather tomorrow, too. Should hit 60, I believe.
Yes, it is.
I'll be making my debut round tomorrow.
There you go. Where are you going to play?
I am out at Countryside tomorrow with Black
and
Abdallah. So
there you go.
Looking forward to that. All right. That is going to do it for us here on the CDGA Golf Show. Everybody enjoy the Sunday at the Masters. I mean, I remember, was this 3 or 4 years ago, doing this show, this very show, leading into Sunday, and we played a game. Is this person on the Masters leaderboard or leading in the CDGA fantasy golf pool right now? We can't play that this year.
We can't play that this year.
Because the leaderboard is too damn good this year. So,
and that's great. Yep. We deserve it.
Lots of good golf to be played today. A lot of guys, both you and I, think are going to go low. Should be a very entertaining Saturday and Sunday. So everybody enjoy your weekend of Masters golf. This has been the CDGA Golf Show. This segment brought to you by French Lick Golf Resort, and we will talk to you next week.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app.